Corita, artist and activist. The main image shows artist Corita Kent holding a model of the Boston Gas storage tank on which she was commissioned to paint a mural. She is standing with Boston Gas construction manager Carl Kunberger, who is wearing a hard hat. Corita is not. Behind them is the gas tank. Near its top, painters are putting the final touches on one of the color swatches that stretch across the top of the tank and down its sides. The photo was taken in October 1971 when Corita was visiting the gas tank daily, guiding the painters as they transferred her design from an 8-inch model to the 15-story tank. She worked closely with them on getting the exact shades of the colors she wanted. During the tumultuous 1960s, silkscreen prints by a Los Angeles artist then known as Sister Mary Corita were widely exhibited. They expressed her deep commitment to social justice and in an immediately recognizable style. Through bold colors and text, she conveyed her concerns about racism, poverty, and war, as well as her faith in the human spirit. In 1968, under pressure from Catholic Church hierarchy, Corita left the Immaculate Heart of Mary order and moved to Boston. 3 years later, Boston Gas Company chairman Eli Goldston commissioned her to paint a mural on a gas tank at Commercial Point. Across the tank, she spread her vision of the rainbow described in the Book of Genesis as a covenant between God and man. Initial public reaction was mixed. Many loved it, but Vietnam War veterans were angered by what appeared to be the silhouette of the bearded North Vietnamese leader Ho Chi Minh in the painted blue swash. Shortly before she died in 1986, Corita stated that while the profile had been unintended, she was not unhappy about it. There are several small images on the lower panel of the sign. The first is a black-and-white photo capturing Corita in 1965 in her nun's habit. She is teaching students how to make silkscreen prints. Corita always described herself as an educator. Silkscreen printing was her favored medium since it allowed her to produce multiple copies of message-filled artworks for wide distribution. Below the photograph and to the right are two examples of Corita's dramatic silkscreen prints. She created American Sampler in 1968. On it, words such as assassination, violence, and Vietnam in large block letters are printed in red, white, and blue on white or red backgrounds. The other print is called It Can Be Said of Them and was created in 1969 when Corita had shifted to explicitly political themes. It includes photos of Dr. Martin Luther King, President John F. Kennedy, and Senator Robert F. Kennedy, all of whom had been assassinated. Corita often incorporated song lyrics, images from the media, even advertising slogans in her art. In this print, she included a quote from E.B. White in a 1963 New Yorker article that reflected on the leadership of President Kennedy. E.B. White wrote, "It can be said of him, as of few men in like position, that he did not fear the weather and did not trim his sails, but instead challenged the wind itself to improve its direction and to cause it to blow more softly and more kindly over the world and its people." The next image is an aerial photograph of the two gas tanks that originally stood on Commercial Point in Dorchester. The one with Corita's rainbow swash was decommissioned in 1992 and demolished. By then, her artwork had become such a beloved landmark that it was carefully copied onto the remaining tank under the close supervision of Corita's friend and former student, Mickey Myers. Finally, on the far right of the lower panel, is an image of a U.S. postage stamp. It features the word LOVE with multicolored paintbrush strokes above the word. In 1985, when Corita was commissioned to design a stamp for the U.S. Postal Service, she returned to the rainbow concept she had used on the gas tank. More than 700 million of these stamps were sold.